ABC Radio Australia.
Well, momentum for a moratorium on seabed mining in the Pacific appears to be gathering. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama used this month's Pacific Islands Forum to call for Pacific countries to support a 10-year halt on the practice, something that PNG's Prime Minister James Marape says that he supports. Now, PNG has a lot of experience in this area. It's lost tens of millions of dollars on the failed bid by the company Nautilus to extract minerals from that country's seafloor. It's currently working to recover some of that money in the courts, but activists say that in the long run, the country will be better off if it bans deep sea mining altogether. Here's Bill Bainbridge.
Pacific leaders are looking closely to Papua New Guinea's experience when they contemplate exploiting the minerals lying at the bottom of the sea floor. For well over a decade, Canadian-based firm Nautilus Minerals has been trying to exploit resources located in 1,600 metres of water in the Bismarck Sea. Environmentalists have long campaigned against it, though some in the PNG government, including Minister for Commerce and Industry, Wera Mori, argue those concerns are unfounded.
They would not impact much on the environment simply for the fact there's not much of living organisms down at the bottom. It's one of those, unfortunately, it has been giving negative publicity.
But in the end, it's economic rather than environmental concerns that appear set to put a halt to the project. 2 weeks ago, creditors approved a restructuring plan for the company, but that plan leaves nothing for smaller shareholders or the PNG government. Andy Whitmore is the finance campaigner with the anti-mining group, the Deep Sea Mining Campaign. He says if the restructure goes ahead, the company will go on, but PNG will lose its money.
They're in a position where they are going to end up effectively with nothing. So they're effectively taken the company away, used most of the money that's been put in the past by the previous shareholders, and be in a position where they own that and are ready to start again, effectively with a lot of the debt cleared.
The PNG government investment vehicle, Ida Copa, has now retained Canadian lawyers in an effort to compel Nautilus to include it in the restructure arrangements. Ida Copa has the power to prevent the restructure plan going ahead, and Pacific Beat understands that behind the scenes, Ida Copa's lawyers are negotiating to extend a deadline for court action. At stake is around $75 million out of an initial $175 million stake Ida Copa invested in the original joint venture. Andy Whitmore says the other major shareholders are trying to keep what's left of the company's assets for themselves.
It would appear that the two main shareholders are trying to, I think the old phrase is pull a fast one. Effectively, they're trying to walk away with most of the assets of the company. And effectively, through getting that, they are devaluing, taking away the value that the previous shareholders had, including the Papua New Guinea government.
And he adds that given the tension, it's not likely PNG will allow Nautilus access to the site anytime in the future. Jonathan Masalam is with the Alliance of Solwara Warriors, a group that represents communities in the Bismarck and Solomon Seas. He's calling on the government to go further than simply supporting a moratorium.
We feel that the PNG government really need to cancel all the licenses, like the exploration license and the mining license. Maybe in future, some other companies might want to apply and get those licenses. Not only want a moratorium, but also cancellation of all existing licenses.